Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Sober moment for the country. I think about people that have occupied the Oval Office, the dignity they brought to that office, and how this will be tarnished by the conduct of the former president, by his being charged criminally. Now, he was already twice impeached, but nonetheless, this is an historic change in the history of our country. I do think that if the grand jury found probable cause to believe that he had committed a crime, and they evidently did, and the Manhattan DA believed he could prove it beyond reasonable doubt, they had an obligation to go forward. It's important, I think, for the establishment of the rule of law that we treat everyone equally, whether they're a former president or an ordinary citizen. So I view this as an affirmation of the rule of law, but nonetheless a pretty sad day historically that we see a former president who is brought up on criminal charges.
Wow. All I can tell you is wow. So Trump tarnished the Oval Office with his conduct. It's a historic change, he says, because first time this has happened. It's history. First white president to tarnish the office. We're waiting on the first black president to get impeached or whatever else. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This was last week. On Friday, Adam Schiff made this declaration. Unbelievable. He says it's just our obligation under the rule of law, and he sees it as a vindication of the rule of law. Before we even get into the rule of law, I want to talk about decorum in the White House, this tarnishing, if you will, of the White House. Because I believe the Biden family may be the weirdest family ever to occupy the Oval Office. Do we really need to remind Adam Schiff of their behaviors? Joey Biden, Joey Demento, showered with his daughter. So much so that she was afraid. She would wait until her dad went to sleep before she showered. Wow. Hunter Biden, where do you start? Do you start with him sleeping with his dead brother's wife? I mean, I don't. There's a bro code even when you die, guys. I mean, come on. Okay, if I were your best buddy and you died, and you know, maybe I ended up dating your wife or marrying your ex-wife, I still think that's breaking the bro code personally. But if I'm your brother, look, I love my sister-in-law. Peggy, you know I love you. But if my brother died, I ain't marrying you. She's a lovely lady. Beautiful woman. But I'm not going to be the ghost of my brother. Okay, you get what I'm saying? That's just weird. And that's just the beginning of the weird stuff with the Biden family. How about Joe Biden, the sniffer? Joe Biden with Tara Reid that never got looked into. I mean, that is a family that could be a season of Maury episodes. And Schiff wants to talk about tarnishing the White House? I don't have to go beyond that to start talking about the Biden family. Egomaniac Dr. Jill. We know Joe Biden caused his wife, I forget her name, but his first wife, to drive her car in front of an 18-wheeler to try to kill the entire family. Joe Biden, a pathological liar? This is what isn't tarnishing the White House? Joe Biden, who won't take a cognitive test to let us know what we already know about him? The Democrats like the symbolism. Oh, Trump, he's now been charged. And he's the first president to have been charged like this. This is a sad day for America. Okay, let's go rule of law. Where do you want to begin with the rule of law? You want to begin with Lois Lerner? You want to begin with Barack Obama? You want to begin with Eric Holder? Contempt of Congress? Where do you want to begin with rule of law? Do you want to begin with Hillary Clinton? How about the rule of law applied to her? A fine of $8,000. The DNC gets fined about $100,000. And what did they do? They cost us $40 million to go on a witch hunt, a political witch hunt of Donald Trump. And this man wants to talk about the rule of law? You feeling like the rule of law applies equally across everything, are you? Because let me tell you, I believe this in my heart. I believe there are rabid, stupid Democrats that believe the mainstream media, and you're not going to change them. But I believe the majority of Democrats look at what's going on with Trump, and they say, you know what? This is not fair. Again, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There's a lot to talk about that is much more serious than this stuff. But did you hear how Adam Schiff sounds? So, oh my gosh, this is terrible for America. You want to know what's terrible for America? That we have a fake president installed in a coup, a January 6th insurrection caused by the Democrats, supported by the Department of Justice, and all of that to cover up what the royal white Democrat elitist family has done to get us involved in almost in World War III. All three countries that we're talking about right now, China, Russia, and Ukraine, the Biden family has their fingerprints on. And you know what all this is about? It's all about covering that up. It's all about protecting the Democrats. I know, folks, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. I'm just telling it to you a little more eloquently, right? I don't know if that's true. Probably not. Because you have some brilliant people out there. Historic change, a history. This is history, folks, that we've made. I got to wonder, and I'm sure you do as well, what kind of world do we live in where something so blatantly obvious this is the leave business. Donald Trump has done, I don't know how you judge. And by the way, I'm not pulling one of these Democrats with Clinton where, well, it's none of our business, it's his personal life. Because what Clinton did was while he was president. And it is his personal life. I go back on it. Go, you know, okay, he had, you know, some affair with an intern. But at least it was, when we were talking about it, it was when he was president. Donald Trump didn't do this while he was president. Short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the Trump indictment, how ridiculous it is, the obvious slap in the face to conservatives and to Trump and to MAGA supporters. But the Democrats doing this is a serious thing, and you cannot take it lightly. I know it's ridiculous, but don't dismiss it. The message that it sends is very ominous. You want to know what that message is? They can pick and choose who's above the law. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'll give you an example, or I'll give you some examples. Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner, at one point, was said to be the future of the Democratic Party. Quote, this is a guy, I would watch his interviews and go, this is the most mousy-looking little chump on the planet. He's a kid that tattletailed on you that you ended up, you know, taking behind the school and roughing him up. because he told on you, you know, because he was mad that he didn't make the football team or that his girlfriend looked at you and ended up liking you, whatever. He's the Adam Schiff. That's what Anthony Weiner was. He was called the future of the Democratic Party. And when they said that, I said, I completely agree. Because as you guys know, the Democrats are the only animal on the planet who will let the weakest lead. So, what happened to Anthony Weiner? Somebody got upset with him and decided they would issue a fatwa against him. And they exposed all of his dirt. They knew what he was doing. Let me tell you what. In D.C., if you think you're getting away with something, you're out of your mind. They know what you're doing. They're just leaving the information. Well, I have seen Oppo research. I don't know if you've ever seen opposition research done on candidates. But when you work on high-level, high-profile campaigns, they have opposition research that will choke an elephant. I'm talking about, I'm not going to name names, but I will tell you this. I know opposition research on a lot of people. So you get these binders, and opposition research is done by companies that that's what they specialize in. They might as well just call it digging up dirt. They knew what Anthony Weiner was about, and they put him in. Joe Biden, do you think, how bad do you think the opposition research folder is on the Biden family? You think that these people don't know about Hunter? You think they didn't know what Joe and his family been doing? Let me tell you, there's opposition research on these people that is probably bigger than any five candidates. But here's the bigger part. What they do to cover it up, there are people that find it, and then there are people that go mitigate it. They go take care of it. And that's what they did for the Bidens. When they handpicked Joe Biden during the 2020 election cycle, and everybody dropped out almost overnight. People that really thought they could beat Biden dropped out overnight. You better know, the opposition research team went out, met with every one of those candidates, explained why they needed to drop out, what was going to happen. And look, don't use me as gospel. Go look at it. Go look at when Joe Biden limped into South Carolina. Clyburn helped him win it. He didn't win it so overwhelmingly that it made everybody else scared. People had beaten him in Iowa and New Hampshire. So why would he drop everything and go to South Carolina? He wins that. And on Super Tuesday, everybody's gone. They went. They knew the opposition research, and they said, we don't care that Hunter's a crackhead with prostitutes, human trafficking, in bed with the Chinese, taking money from Russians, bribing you, working with Ukrainians for illegal booty, etc. We don't care. We'll just cover it up. Media, you're ready to go? DOJ, you're ready to go? But they talk about Trump tarnishing the Oval Office. Oh, my gosh. And then Anthony Weiner was going to be their savior. Oh, look at Anthony Weiner. He's a great, he's the future of the Democrats. And they would show this guy arguing in the streets with people and arguing in Congress. And, I mean, he was set for the big time. And there's not a Republican on the planet that would look at Anthony Weiner and go, boy, there's our leader. Whoo, there's a guy that could lead us. I would follow that guy anywhere. And then what happened to him? Somebody burned him. They knew all about him. And they knew it for years. But then somebody went, you know what? I think we got to let him go. Gone. You want another example? Cuomo. You want to play a clip of all the praises that were heaped on Governor the Love Gov? When during the time of COVID, the Love Gov was the talk of the town.
David, we're standing by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo, out there day after day after day, everything Trump isn't, honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one,
than the president of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope, but not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, no. I think, is one of the heroes on the front lines.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today. That's what I'm going to go teach my kids right now at home.
Well, guys, it was a big day here in New York as Andrew Cuomo announced that he's resigning as governor. During his remarks, he said it was best that he step aside. And then every woman in the room took two steps aside. During his announcement, Cuomo said that he's stepping down in 14 days. I'm sorry, but is this really a two-week notice type of situation? It's going to be tough for Cuomo with a track record like this. His only future is either president or Supreme Court justice. So, you know. Cuomo's replacement will be Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. And this is now. This is strange. Right after she was announced as New York's next governor, CNN offered a primetime show to her sister.
There you go. So, what about the Cuomo brothers? It wasn't just Andrew that got taken out. What happened to little Chrissy, Alfredo? What the Democrats are showing is that whenever they decide that there's going to be a second justice and that they need to take somebody out, they take you out. And that's it. That's what they did to Cuomo. Which, by the way, I'm not mad at him for doing it. The guy was full of himself. But don't think that for one second it's you calling the shots.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More horrible weather's bearing down on the Midwest tomorrow in towns where twisters devastated homes and businesses over the weekend. More than 30 people were killed. If rain, snow, flooding, and mudslides weren't enough, the east side of the Rocky Mountains is already facing wildfire danger.
That pretty much includes areas from Denver and the southern Front Range foothills southward across the Palmer Divide area into southeast Colorado.
Meteorologist David Bargenbrook says a lack of snow east of the Continental Divide has dried out vegetation, leading to the red flag warning for tomorrow. Former President Trump's in the air, bound for New York City ahead of tomorrow's scheduled arraignment. Trump supporters promise a large but peaceful demonstration. The price of crude oil is up sharply on word that Saudi Arabia is cutting production from May to the end of the year. World prices are up by about 6%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We are discussing the ridiculousness of the Trump indictment. And what could the Democrats expect to gain out of this? Don't think about this from a logical perspective, folks, because if you do that, you're going to end up in trouble. Think about it from a little different perspective. What could they possibly get? What angle could you play to pursue this nonsense? Because it is so obviously nonsense. For example, it was obvious that the Democrats cheated in the elections, but they won. They kept office. It was obvious they did it again in 2022, but they kept office. So don't dismiss it. Don't misunderstand me. I believe in my heart of hearts Donald Trump will get exonerated. But what's the end game? What's going on behind the scenes that we're not seeing? Because something's happening. I do a lot of strategy work, and I'm telling you, I thought Alvin Bragg would be smart enough to recognize that he's a sacrificial lamb in this equation if he hasn't already, if he didn't figure it out. I would say to Alvin Bragg to take a look at some of these people that were on top for a little bit, and then when their usefulness ran out, the Democrats said, you're out of here. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Go visit the website. If you like what you see, join us. We are going to be starting the Backstage Club, and I promise you, it is the best out there. And let me tell you why. We have so much to offer. I know you guys are, Kevin, what is your life going to be that I want to see? Okay. First of all, there's a level where I'll come to your house. You join the Backstage Club, and I will come to your home. Now, some of you get exemptions because we're friends. We've known each other. You don't have to actually be a part of the club for that to happen. But for the ones that I really don't know, if you say, Kev, I just want to come hang out, man, okay, there's an opportunity to do that. There's stuff that we will show you that nobody else is going to see. Or at the very least, you'll get it early. There's other stuff that nobody else will see ever, unless you're a member of the club. And it's going to be stuff where I'm hanging out with friends and things like this. But it's also going to be some pretty cool things that I think you're going to like. You're going to get access to entertainment. We got, I don't want to give too much away, but we got a lot of things coming. And you'll be able to see them virtually or whatever. You log in, you give your code. And boom, you're going to be right in there in the midst of a lot of really cool stuff. So I'm excited, and I hope you join the Backstage Club. And it's coming together now, so get involved in it. We're not going to rip you off. In fact, I'll probably do an incentive for the first people that join. We'll definitely do something more special for them. And we've already got some. By the way, if you've been a contributor to us, you're already going to, you're in it. You might have to give us a reminder and say, Kevin, I gave you $100 or whatever. Ruth, you don't have to, doll. I know what you've done for me. And Bob and Carol and many others. Albert, you know you're in everything I want to do. Everything that we've done. Albert gave me a big chunk of change. Anyway, point is, get involved. It's going to be worth it. Now, going back to Alvin Bragg, I have a word of warning for him. Actually, two words of warning. But I could probably get away with just one. You ready? Avenatti. Michael Avenatti is my word of warning to Bragg. And the reason why I say this is, Avenatti was the belle of the ball when he was going after Donald Trump with the whole Stormy Daniels deal and all these other Stormy Daniels too, but it was Swetnick and all and Blasey Ford, all those guys. But here is a mashup of what was happening to Michael Avenatti.
He's Donald Trump's worst. Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
That's right, Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
John Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say. I am just dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
I'm the only person right here Donald Trump fears more than Robert Miller.
We think you guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti is a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And
he's a beast.
He's a beast.
I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a great, bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti, and Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
Donald Trump is terrified of Michael Avenatti.
Yeah, this Trump will run for his money more than anybody else, Michael Avenatti.
An existential threat to the Trump presidency.
The Democrats could learn something for you. You are messing with Trump a lot more than they are.
He has no doubt created sheer panic in Donald Trump's very fragile mind.
Michael Avenatti is laying down the law as guest co-host. And is he really thinking about running for president?
One reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
You look at the field of Democrats right now, and Avenatti's the one who stands out.
If they decide they value a fighter most,
yes,
people would be foolish to underestimate Michael Avenatti.
I have always said that they need a fighter.
Look, I mean, we're going to continue to use the media. I think we've used it with great success.
So I would play this clip for all the leftists out there who are jubilant over Donald Trump being indicted by these New York knuckleheads in the grand jury.
Well, there's got to be additional information and blah, blah, blah.
Really? What do you think is going to be additional information? Enlighten me. You think that the two people, the top witness, Michael Cohen, who they have a document saying, nope, I did it on my own. You think that he's going to save him? You think that Pecker is going to say, Pecker of the National Enquirer is going to, what did he, I mean, look, I don't want to rehash it because we talked about this, but what new could you have? And by the way, I want to play the outcome of the Michael Avenatti. This was when Brian Stelter, do you remember him? He was on CNN for a while. I want to play what Brian Stelter said about Avenatti after the fact.
Let me answer real quick while I have you. Michael Avenatti is back in the news. You know, the swamp is not just about Trump figures. I feel like there are so many other figures that are part of the swamp. Avenatti has just been convicted on 3 counts for alleged extortion and other crimes. I've been getting some grief from Sean Hannity this weekend, speaking of Fox, right? From Hannity for once suggesting that I thought Avenatti could be a serious candidate for president. So give me a media critique. Was that stupid on my part? What do you make of how Avenatti was covered by CNN and MSNBC?
Well, I think one of the
weird and in many cases distressing things that Trump has done is basically to Trumpify his opposition as well. And you see this very often in the conspiratorial mindset that many of his detractors take online. Hmm. And I think that bore itself out in the phenomenon of Michael Avenatti as well. This was a guy who in many ways was very similar to Trump. He really knew how to operate in the modern media environment.
Right.
And I think that's what really drew a lot of Trump's critics to him, was this idea that he could sort of beat Trump at his own game. The question that I think a lot of journalists now have to ask themselves, though, is whether, you know, by virtue of granting that, they were basically buying into, they were being played by that very strategy, his ability to sort of manipulate the media.
Right.
And I think that a lot of folks did take him very seriously without looking at the extensive personal, financial, legal baggage that was out there just waiting to be reported. As a matter of fact, our colleague Kate Bricklay at the Daily Beast did some amazing work on his finances. He threatened to sue her, among many other journalists. And this was back when he was sort of getting this
wave
a lot of adulation.
And he was actually making news. I mean, the storming of the Capitol was significant news about the president.
And his crookedness aside, it would have been weird at that time, sort of during the Michael Avenatti boomlet, to not take him seriously, at least in the form of someone who was getting in the president's head one way or the other and doing things that did result in actual legal real-world consequences for who was, at the time, the president's personal attorney and top fixer, or one of his top fixers, Michael Cohen.
Right. Welcome back, folks. What do you think of the coverage, media coverage of Avenatti? Well, one of the weird and distressing things Trump has done is to Trumpify his opposition. What they mean is Trump makes his opposition have to deal with the truth of their allegations. He says, I'm going to fight you back. And do you hear the rationalization of these guys? Well, you had to take Avenatti seriously because, well, I'm really not sure why, but didn't you? We were forced to take him seriously. Oh, now, meanwhile, folks, while we were trying to do a little research on Avenatti to look at his potential personal and legal battles, he was threatening to sue us. But while all that was going on, we still had to pretend that we were completely enthralled with Avenatti. You beginning to see it? So I would say to Alvin Bragg, look, you better have your ducks in a row. People are probably looking into you. I know if I were a billionaire, I would certainly have a dossier on you. And I would be ready to spill the beans on who you are, like Avenatti.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
You really got to wonder about the world that you live in when a former president is indicted for a crime that didn't even occur while he was president. that most of America probably agrees with me that he didn't do. He's been looked into like everything else about Donald Trump. They've climbed up his butt with an electron microscope, and he's as clean as he's got the cleanest bowels in America. And the real the extortionist who's trying to get money out of this guy was told, you got to pay his legal fees. And she still owes him $300,000. Add to this some of the other things that are going on. For example, the statute of limitations has run out. And you ask yourself, why are we doing this? This entire hour I've been going, somebody explain it to me. From a logical point of view, what do you hope to gain here? Trump has gotten out of, not, and I shouldn't say gotten out of, because he never should have been prosecuted on any of this stuff. The world now knows it, and they are building this man into a Superman. I feel like I'm watching Robert Downey Jr. build Iron Man in that cave while everybody's thinking he's going to be killed, you know, and he's got shrapnel in his, you know, floating around his bloodstream. And what you're looking at is a guy who's building Iron Man. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If the Democrats don't understand that this level of scrutiny is going to be expected when the information about the Bidens breaks, they're being naive. Their problems, the Bidens' problems, are not going away. Trump's problems will go away. Here's what Alan Dershowitz commented about Donald Trump and this whole situation.
I think the most important thing is they indicted him when he was out of New York. And that means they could have indicted him within the statute of limitations when he was out of New York. Statute of limitations is way expired. They claim they couldn't have indicted him because he was outside of New York, but now they've indicted him when he's not in New York. So they've made a foolish, foolish decision, which will cause the case to be thrown out, I think, on statute of limitations grounds.
And so what is, if you're his lawyer right now, what do you make a motion now? Do you wait until the process gets a little bit further? What is the next step?
You make a motion immediately to dismiss on statute of limitations grounds and on the grounds that the alleged crime doesn't fit the misdemeanor or the felony. Now, I haven't seen the indictment, obviously, so I'm talking in general terms. But in general terms, you make a motion to dismiss on both statutory grounds and statute of limitations grounds. And the statute of limitations grounds should prevail. Now, the New York Court of Appeals has had very negative rulings on that, so it's impossible to predict what will happen.
I'm going to go out on a limb, that flimsy little fruit-filled limb like I've been going out on my whole life, and say to Donald Trump, nothing's going to happen. Melissa says, well, they're trying to keep him from running for president. I'm going to tell you right now, that's not going to happen. Donald Trump is already running for president. He is the most media-worthy, media-savvy guy in the field. DeSantis is trying to compete. He cannot compete. Not with Trump in media. Not in getting the word out. Not in keeping himself out there. And the problem is, and I know people hate to hear this. They hate to hear this. The problem is, you got to be stirring things up in order to get to the good stuff in the soup, right? I mean, if the soup is settled and you're just getting it out of the top, you're missing some of the good ingredients. You got to stir it up. You got to stir it up. You got to shake it. Reminds me of that point. Was it the Pointer Sisters that song, Stir It Up? Got to shake it on down. No, Patti LaBelle. I love that lady. She can sing. Anyway, you got to stir it up. And Trump, not even because he's trying, they stir it up for him. You want a person that can get this kind of media. And the only thing that should worry you about Trump is, can he stay on point? But even when he goes off point, believe it or not, he makes a bigger point. People don't like it. And now Dershowitz explained, New York themselves said, we can't indict him if he's out of New York. But then they indicted him when he was out of New York. So he goes, they violated their own law, saying, here's why we haven't indicted him. And then trying to make a federal case out of a state case. I've listened to all the legal arguments. And again, I'm no lawyer. I'm just a dude with common sense that says if the Democrats continue down this path, it will backfire. I'm not guessing. I know this to be true. I played a clip earlier in the broadcast of the Wall Street Journal saying, how are you going to rationalize this? How do you think you're going to get away with this in the court of public opinion? If the Democrats believe that this is the type of thing that is, oh, well, this is the reason why Trump is not nearly as popular and why he lost by 15 million votes to, you know, the Biden during the second term. Good luck. I've made a couple of other predictions and I'm sticking with them. One, Joe Biden will not be their nominee. Did you guys hear the Babylon Bee thing about Biden speak? Oh my gosh, that thing is hysterical. Do we have that?
Next, no strength. Bad at calf care. My boss has been wet. Thomas, true inter dash double depressor. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today I am going to teach you how to speak Bidenese. I'm going to teach you a few words and then we'll get the proper pronunciation and context from the master himself, President Joe Biden. The first word I'm going to teach you today is next no strength. Next no strength. President Biden will now demonstrate this word for us.
Donald Trump does pose an extra strength to this. It's not hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical. Next, no strength. Okay, the next word we've got is bad at calf care. Bad at calf care. Say it. Try it. Bad at calf care. President Biden?
Brock and I think it's a right for people to have bad at calf care.
Next, my butt's been wet. Now, a common error on this one is people put the stress on the wrong syllable. It's not my bus been wet. It's not my bus been wet. It's my bus been wet. Say it. My bus been wet.
My bus been wet.
Next, we have a word that's much simpler. Palmist. Palmist. Can you say palmist? President Biden, palmist.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist, with the palmist who wrote these following words.
All right, now that you've got four words in the bag, we're going to move on to a really complex Bidenese word. Do you think you're ready for it? You're going to really have to pay attention here. This is sort of advanced level Bidenese. Very long word, okay? This is what it is. It's a very long word. Are you ready? Truender dash dubba depressure. Truender dash dubba depressure. One word. One word. Truender dash dubba depressure. Say it a little more quickly. Truender dash dubba depressure. Truender dash dubba depressure. President Biden, go.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize truender dash dubba depressure.
Truender dash dubba depressure. You guys did fantastic. You learned five new words in a new language, and now you know more Bidenese than you knew yesterday. What can I do but leave President Biden with the last word?
So, I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway, we're ready to get lucky.
I got hairy legs.
One of my friends played that on his radio show while I was a guest, and I got to tell you, I was absolutely rolling. And that clip is, I don't know what, year and a half old? Yeah. My producer says at least a year. So it's at least a year old. There have been others. There have been other Bidenese, if you will, that he's been speaking. But anyway, going back to the bigger point, the Trump indictment. This is, and I'm going to chronicle some of these in the next hour, but this is not going away. I'm talking about what the Democrats are doing. This is not going away. Everything that they're doing is setting themselves up for people to take a harder, more introspective look at what the Bidens are doing and the Democrats are doing in general. And, you know, we're supposed to be gaining trust in government. And every time you turn around, you're getting less and less trust because you're watching this type of activity.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.